Friends, blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome, friends, to The Pulse. Guys, today we're going to be talking about the questions that King Jesus asked, learning to ask the right questions. What should we question? How should we question it? How does that represent a position of our heart? It's something that we need to know when there's so many questionable things that are taking place. Friends, this is going to help you. You're going to love this. Welcome, my friends, to The Pulse. Joining me right here is my son, Mr. Benjamin Allen Brewer. How are you, sir?
I do us well, Lord.
Yeah, thou doest well and live. You're more rebellious. You're like Jonah. I do us well, even unto death. That's what he says. This is the way I roll, and I ain't going to stop.
Exactly.
Directly across from you is my good friend and one of our worship leaders and a really good girl. Some say tomato. I say tamayo. Guys, Rebecca Tamayo is here. How are you?
Good, sir. We're having a great day. We started good at VBS.
Vacation Bible School is going on at Open Door Church.
Showman.
Greatest. Jesus is the greatest showman. He demonstrates better than anybody else. Happy you're here with me today. And then right across from me is a lovely and gracious Miss Connie. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Yeah, you rocking and rolling?
I am.
Yeah, well, good. I am too, man. Well, I know that we have a whole bunch. This whole week is power packed because we got a very special guest tomorrow.
Yes.
And we have another very special guest the next day after that, which is craziness. Somebody that you got on here, which puts you in the wheel because I didn't know if I'd ever get a chance to talk to Dr. Laura Sanger.
Wow.
And that's going to happen. That's going to happen this coming Thursday at 1 o'clock. So we're having a special broadcast on Thursday. So there she is, guys.
And it's going to be noon for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, guys, we don't typically do an 11 o'clock, I'm sorry, a Thursday at 1 o'clock broadcast, but, man, we're going to be doing that this coming Thursday because Dr. Laura Sanger is joining us. And I want to tell you about Dr. Laura Sanger. I first heard her on Blurry Creatures, and then I heard her on the Naked Bible podcast, and, yep.
Sometimes I have heard it.
Yep, and she went over Psalms, I think 27, I'm sorry, 2 Samuel chapter 27 and 28. And I went, who is this chick? I've got this book that I think, now look, I'm known for having the best book on numbers anywhere. I'm known for that, but it's not the best book. I want to tell you, her husband's book is the best book on numbers. I think it's way better than mine. I think it's so much better than Numbers That Preach, honestly. And I refer to that book. I read it all the time. It's enjoyable to read. It looks cool. It's like, oh my gosh, these guys are geniuses. And then I found out that's her husband.
Wow. I'm not surprised. She's
Oh man.
A genius.
She is a genius. And she talks, I mean, she knows the Bible better than anybody I've ever heard. She's one of the best college professors I've ever heard. And it's one of the big critics I have about, you know, college professors is, hey, it's good that you know it in a book, but man, you got to be able to communicate it. She is a brilliant communicator.
Wow.
And then with her being such a staunch Bible freak, she talks about UFOs. Mm-hmm. She talks about aliens. She is an authority on Nephilim.
Wow.
She talks about the Hitler Project. She talks about all kinds of craziness, and she's perfect for us. So she's going to be with us Thursday, and I think that on Thursday, I think we're going to be in a brand spanking new studio. Yeah, we got a whole new studio, guys. I mean, it's a really big deal, something we've been working on for a long time, and it's happening, and that's going to be this coming Thursday, so it's going to be good.
At noon, right?
Yes, at noon.
Noon.
Okay. Oh, is it? It's actually at noon.
Yes.
Our time, noon.
Oh, it's Central Standard Noon Time.
Yes, sir.
For her, it's 11. She's MST.
Okay, right on. So, guys, I need a correction there. Mm-hmm. Guys, that's going to be at 12 o'clock noon, our time. 12 o'clock noon, our time, this coming Thursday. And then tomorrow, we also have a special guest. Who's here?
David Richardson. So he was here before, and he's from the Assumptions Institute. He talks. He has his book, Transparent, and he developed that really cool app so that you can see through the assumptions that are behind different agendas and different ideas, different types of media, articles, books. And I'm excited that he's going to be back tomorrow.
He's one of our favorite guests so far. And guys, I'm telling you right now, this guy is about the practical application of figuring this thing out. And he's got special tools. And guys, one of the things that I talk about with pastors all over the world is something that me and Brian Schwartz talk about a lot. When it comes to teams, you know, I've recently been preaching on the will to act. right? That was a big part of my bad motor scooter message. Okay. The first one is the will to act. You know, God's goodwill towards men means this. I am willing to actually be engaged and I'm going to start fixing stuff. That is the will to act.
Amen.
That's what that is. Okay. So when you have teens, man, you have to have the will to act, man. You got to have people that are just willing and say, I'm going to be engaged. I'm going to walk this all the way through. It's going to happen. But let me tell you what you got to have from pastors. You got to have pastors who know how to make good decisions. And I think that there is a tremendous shortfall on both ends in the body of Jesus that pastors do not know how to make good decisions. And man, they just haven't learned basic decision-making process on make a decision and go with it.
Yes.
And for me, I'm just like, no, I made a decision before I woke up. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Yes. And then I might make a decision to go, okay, that really wasn't very smart. I didn't have counsel and I didn't think this through and I didn't think that through. And all that is, you know, part of being a leader. All of us in this room, man, we're all leaders. But this guy is all about making a decision and is it based upon the correct premise? And that is a big deal. That is a really big deal. And yeah, man, it's a great thing for us to learn. So
yeah, and it's really cool because when I first came across the book, I thought, oh, okay, so this is going to be super logical, you know, and I'm going to feel like I'm reading something like a textbook or a manual. But he does it from a beautiful perspective of loving Jesus. And so because you love Jesus, you love the truth.
Amen.
And this is just a simple tool that you can use to get straight to the truth, even if you don't completely understand the concept. That was another thing that was really helpful. Like, I don't have to understand every single aspect of whatever agenda or whatever message is being brought across to me, but I can get to the root behind it and know what the result or the fruit of it is going to be.
You know, this whole month is a month of demonic evangelism. It's called Pride Month, right? And so one of the things that you see when people try and have an intelligent conversation about the militant hostility, you know, that is against our families, against our kids, against you and I, is can you actually get to a point to where they believe the truth? Does the truth actually matter or does their feelings matter more than anything else? And if you can probably meet them one-on-one, many of them, you might actually be able to do that because these are human beings and you know, they have a heart like anybody else. But I promise you, if you meet them at the mob level, there is no debating a mob. And so that's why they do that. It's actually a form of their evangelism. And you can see that in religions throughout the world. Hey, what we do is we mob up as Muslims and we do this and we do that as several times a day. We all stop, we all pray, we all put our butts in the air and we don't care what anybody else is doing. That's on purpose because individually you might be able to reach them, but as a mob, you cannot. There's a spirit that's actually in the mob.
Right, there is. And what's so crazy, because we're talking about asking the right questions and the different mobs that we're facing today. Lately in the news, there's been the revelation that was specifically at Yale. I haven't seen if there's been any other colleges, but the Palestine protests and everything, like Qatar has been funding that happening on that college campus.
That's right.
And then the UN, RWA and that's like the United Nations agency for something with Palestine, something. Sorry, I can't remember the acronym. But it's been found that since 2016, they have been funding Hamas. And for 10 years, the October 7th plan had been like, and they had been getting ready for that October 7th attack. But what's crazy is that it's been about $1 billion that they funded.
It's a lot of money, man.
Over that time period, I think they said it was $20 million a month that they were getting over to Hamas, and that helped them to fund smuggling of weapons, all the explosives, all this stuff. And I'm like, gosh, why were we not asking those questions before?
Wow.
Like, we didn't know the right questions to ask.
Questions to ask. So Jesus asked over 300 questions, and he only answers two that I can find.
Oh, what two? Do you remember what two they are?
Oh, no. Well, I want to focus on one. And so one is this. Jesus says, Pontius Pilate asked him, are you the son of God? And he said, you say I am. Okay. That's how, I mean, he's like, no, I'm not here to answer the questions. I'm here to ask the questions, and I'm here to point you to the right question. So Jesus's style of evangelism was asking the right questions and doing miracles.
Amen.
Those two things. And like, if you're going to find Jesus, Jesus is going to be doing two different things, asking questions, and he's going to be doing miracles. The first time you find him, he's a 12-year-old, mm-hmm. and he is asking questions of the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we always think of them, we always think of it in terms of, hey, man, they're drilling him, and he's giving mm-hmm. the right answers, which is beautiful and awesome, because he shouldn't be able to know those things, but he's actually drilling them.
Mm-hmm.
Once he demonstrated he had authority in those things, then he had the authority to ask them the questions.
Wow.
And so asking the right questions is a matter of standing the right authority. No, I have an authority here, and I got a question I need answered. Mm-hmm. I need this answered. I need that answered. I need this answered, and I need that answered. And are you willing to meet me there?
Mm-hmm.
When God Almighty speaks to Adam, after he falls, he asks a question. Where are you? It's not that he doesn't know the answer. It's that he has the authority to put you in a position to line up with that.
So good.
So it's all, man, I'm telling you, using your authority is about asking the right questions.
Amen.
It's not just about demanding the right things. It's about asking the right questions and getting people to line up with it.
With Pilate, when you teach on him and the dialogue that him and King Jesus had, you go on to say that he did eventually end up at a right question, mm-hmm. but he didn't stick around for the answer.
He didn't stick around for the answer, Ladybug.
Mm.
He said, "What is truth?" And Jesus went, and then he left.
Wow.
So
he didn't stick around. It is sad.
So
it's sad. It's sad to me too, man. And don't get me wrong. I don't think he was a good guy. I just think he was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed to stick around for that, man. Well, hey, listen, friends, we want to invite everybody to subscribe on YouTube and tell you that we had 100,000 subscribers here just a little while back. We're pushing 140. There are millions of people that watch our content, but only 136,000 people have actually subscribed. And friends, you will be a media missionary if you go there and if you actually subscribe. And then whenever you're on Facebook, what do you got to do? You got to
like and follow.
You got to like and you got to follow us
and
on
comment,
Facebook.
Right?
Oh, and definitely comment.
Mm-hmm.
So there's tons of comments. You guys see them everywhere. What are you guys finding in there?
Well, we got a ton of people on right now. It's like Mona's on right now. We got Sarah Spencer in here. Melissa is in here. Debbie Smith is also in here. We have Mr. Reese is also hanging out with us in both the ODX and the YouTube chat. He's helping us out right now. Sherry's in here hanging out with everybody.
Oh, Sherry.
Lots of prayer happening. Lots of really cool things.
Sherry, I got a haircut yesterday. I know that you're happy about that. So Sherry does all my hair and my makeup when I do huge TV things. And she's like, dude, you got to do something with that head, man. I'm like, I know, it's totally out of whack. And so I got my hair done yesterday.
I heard she stabbed you the other day.
With
she does stab
comb.
Me. Yeah, she stabs me with a comb.
I would be nervous to comb your hair.
Well, why?
I don't know.
Because you have a fro.
No, I don't know.
So what? It's thinning out. Sadly, I'm missing my fro, actually. What's great is I got a bunch of hair right here in the front, and I'm happy to hold on to that. You know, like, okay. But, man, all the rest of my hair is just going away, Connie.
I think my favorite hair was when they showed us a video at the meeting for our employees where his hair is all slicked back, and he had grown it out.
Yeah.
And he looked like Jesus.
I like it.
It was not a mullet.
That was not a mullet.
That 100%.
It was good. That was
photo
like,
of you
sister.
In the Madam Morris dump. It is the same mullet. Like, that was it.
That's the
point.
Oh, my God.
A World Wrestling Federation mullet.
Oh, it is.
It was just an awesome head of hair is what that was.
Kirk Morgan says to be careful because she cuts his hair, too.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen? He doesn't have any hair. He's completely bald.
Exactly.
She's mean. She's out of control. Somebody needs to do something about it. Friends, I want to say a great big thank you to everybody who came out on the ODX weekend, which was 2 weeks ago. All of you guys were a part of it. By the way, thank y'all for being a part of it.
So
man,
good.
What was y'all's big takeaways from that?
It was just super fun meeting everybody.
It was.
It always is. I mean, it's always great to see the regulars. Like, I saw Reese there again, was there again this year. And
oh, Reese.
He's a goober, but he's awesome.
From California, right?
Yeah, California.
Big time Cali.
All the people that we chat with, it was nice to put a face with the name.
Yep.
And none of y'all look like what your names are on the screen.
Reese does.
Reese does. Yeah.
Reese looks exactly like what you would think he would.
Yeah, okay.
Big goober.
Right on. I've never seen KG. I don't think I've ever seen her in person. I don't know that I've seen Jean. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people here that I've never seen you face to face. Hey, guys, come out to the next ODX weekend. It's going to be October the 5th. October the 5th. Plan on coming out for the whole weekend. It's free to you. Mm-hmm. Come out and help us feed over 3,000 people at one of our amazing food outreaches. And then, guys, help me film a bunch of stuff. You guys be the studio audience. And then we'll lock all the doors, and I'll show you the pictures that I can actually show you in person that I can't put on media of all the kids that we're actually rescuing. And you'll hear all the stories, and I think it's so powerful. And then, man, we'll all pray for each other. We had our elders come in and pray for everybody. We did tons of ministry.
It was awesome. It was amazing.
And then I fed everybody, too.
That food was 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it was good food. And so I'll feed you. You come out, and then you can get up, and you can go to Open Door Church on Sunday and come out and be a part of that. But, man, listen, you got to sign up for it. And I'm not sure if we already have the sign up for that yet.
I think they're working on it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just put it on your calendar, and, guys, we will put that on there. Risa's become a part of the family, join stage 2 or 3 membership. And this last one, guys, we held exclusive to stage 2 and stage 3 because there's thousands of people that have signed up for that. Mm-hmm. And our room only holds 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably end up doing that again. And I want to encourage you guys to come out and be a part of that. Look at that, man.
So good.
Brother Frank in Uganda is there.
I was just about to say, did you see he's on?
Frank is one of my boys. He's like literally one of my kids. And Pastor Frank, he's a great man of God. And I mean, he's not a kid anymore. He's all grown up. What is he now? What, 14? How old are y'all?
I'm 30.
I'm 34.
Yeah, I think he's pushing 30 years old too.
How old am I?
33?
I think we're the same age. Are you 33? Oh, I'm older than you.
I'm 57.
God, you're old.
I know. I've known you too long.
We've known each other too long. Are you 57 in December?
No, I'll be 58 in December.
Oh, you're young, Pastor.
I think I'll be 57.
You are. I mean, that's
what Leanna turned 56 the other day.
1966.
Yeah, I was born in 66. Yeah, I was born in 1966. Leanna turned 56 the other day.
It looks good.
And, oh, my God, she looks good. And I told her, hurry up and kiss me. I hadn't kissed a 56-year-old since I was 16.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm so bad.
Graduated.
Behind the veil.
Sherry says she's 29 plus some shipping and handling.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not going to.
I've never heard of that before.
I haven't either. It's lewd.
We need to get back on track.
Leanna is now Dr. Leanna. Yay. She got her doctorate's degree in theology and biblical studies. And she graduated on Saturday.
Should we show everybody what she looks like right now for VBS?
Oh, yeah, we have pictures.
Yeah, do you guys have a picture of her?
I have a picture.
We have pictures.
This is her at her graduation on Saturday. I want you guys to check this out.
Oh, well, until we get that, we can show everyone your FroFit picture back from your...
You still have
So that. Imagine that, but a mullet.
Sister?
That's what you could draw it in next
are
time.
Are you seriously
the color?
Are you seriously going to make fun of my hair? Are
That's pretty hair.
I think I was either eighth grader or ninth grader when that picture was taken. Yeah, you dang Skippy, and then it got a lot bigger than that. Man, the year I was, so I literally had a black power comb that I would stick up out of my hair, and when I would wear a cowboy hat, I would stick it in the top of my cowboy hat. Everybody thought it was so funny because I'd pick it out. That's what I would do. It was a black fist. That's what it was.
You know, you can still get that.
Yeah. Can you?
Yes.
So, yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, no, that's from back in the day. Now, I was number 77, which is the number for the church. Amen.
So good.
And Barrett is number 77 in football. And Branch is number 77 in football.
Wow.
Carrying it on, man. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, we have a friend that's watching all the way from Germany. Yeah, that's today.
Right,
that's Leanna at her graduation, her college graduation.
Oh my God.
Actually, no, that is...
No, that's today, VBS.
Okay, here's what's crazy. You see those wild shoes she's wearing? That's not a costume. She actually wears those shoes.
She does. So beautiful. All the time.
She loves Cyndi Lauper, and she thinks Cyndi Lauper is the coolest person ever.
Good.
I think Cyndi Lauper's like 96 now or something.
Oh, Nick Schrock said that his number in football was 77.
Come on, Nick. It is the mark of greatness. Yeah. Nick Schrock is a big part of stage 2 and stage 3. He's a huge supporter of our ministry. He's a good personal friend of mine. And he's just awesome. Yeah, Reese says that he's digging my hair. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's Leanna graduating this last Sunday with her doctorate degree. So now, guys, our pronouns have changed. So it is Pride Month. So I think it's important for our pronouns to change.
We're not.
She's actually.
Wait.
She is now Dr. Leanna. Leanna is now Dr. Leanna, and I am Lord Troy. Lord Troy.
Yeah, I saw your.
Is what I.
Okay, Ben, do you call your dad Lord Troy?
No.
No.
Not happening.
I think it should. Just telling you, you'll be in the will.
An announcement to the staff, like, hey guys, by the way.
Yes. Last week, guys, also I started my Bad Motor Scooter series. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen one or two, I encourage you guys to see it. Guys, I want to show you guys a reel. This is from mm-hmm. Bad Motor Scooter. Watch this.
How does the Bible tell me to be a man? Not only do you look at the verses that tells you how to be a man, but you also look at the verses that tells you how to be a dad and how to be a husband, because they're all synonymous.
Yeah, the same exact scriptures that tell you how to be a man also tell you how to be a husband and how to be a dad. Those are all the same scriptures. Even if you're not a dad, the dad scriptures also tell you how to be a man,
mm-hmm.
right? And so that's important for us. Anyway, it was really good. Everybody thought I was going to come out riding my Harley.
Again. Yeah, we were all waiting for that. Yeah.
But I came out riding a big wheel.
That was better.
I thought it was hilarious.
That was.
I honestly thought
everyone's talking about it.
It was absolutely hilarious. I thought it was one of the greatest things I ever did. Also, I was on the Jim Baker show last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Mondo interviewed me. Right now, I'm getting ready to go to Washington, D.C., and we're setting up all of these live interviews.
Oh, good.
Of all these television shows, including Jim Baker's show. There they are getting ready to put makeup on me looking at it like, that's not good.
Aww.
That old lady right there was super fan. By the way, and you can also see Dr. Candace was there just a couple of days before I was there. And I want to tell you who's not on there, who was there, was Brian Boat.
Was he on there?
Yeah, I don't think Chris Reed came in. I think that something happened with him, so they asked Brian Boat to come in.
Wow.
And so anyway, but they... You know, they didn't put a picture of him. I sent that picture to him and said, where's your picture, man? So anyway, I walked in there and that lady behind the counter was like, wow, it's Troy Brewer. It's Troy Brewer. I love you so much. So I great big shout out to her. She's a disciple of King Jesus and she follows our show. She's probably watching this right now. And I just think that that's awesome. I want to also make a great big deal out of the fact that last week we celebrated our 11,000th rescue. 11,000 kids rescued. Come on, man.
Wow.
11,000 kids and 11,000 kids raised. And so, man, we're still in the process of raising about 4,000 of them right now. And I'm about to go to Congress. I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. in the month of July. And I'm going to be up there addressing Congress at the International Summit Against Human Trafficking. Mm-hmm. And we're working on all these television shows, Steckleback with Joni Lamb out at Daystar. Let's see, Steckleback is on TBM. Mondo and Jim Baker are on the PTL network. We're working on, I'm going to do a thing with Alan Dio and with Joseph Z. I'm going to do all those things so that I can do live broadcasts from there on their shows as well.
That's
and
amazing.
Tell everybody, guys, let me tell you what happened today. This happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. So, man, off we go.
Wow.
Let's go rescue some more. Let's rescue 11,000 more. Hallelujah.
That's
a really big deal, guys. Okay. Well, I think that, what else? What else you guys want to tell me? Anybody else want to jump in here?
That we're still promoting the 24 prophetic teaching on, there's a CD, there's a DVD, and the study guide, and it is all at shoptop.troybrewer.com, and it's such a wonderful series that it airs on Mondays and Fridays,
right on
7 p.m.
Yeah, it's actually airing this week. You guys can find it on all of our social media. Look for ODX, guys. We're putting it on there now, the same thing that is on the television show across all five of our television networks. But my favorite thing is that study guide. I'm telling you, the study guide is thebomb.com.
That's very thorough, very
and
detailed.
It is truly a study book. We didn't just throw it together. I'm telling you, man, this is something that you'll be able to use for the rest of your life. And you can actually study along if you want to go to odx.tv and if you want to go to my video, the study guide goes word for word with every single one of those videos. But then it has an extra biblical study and then it's got all kinds of questions and answers. It's meant to really help people. So guys, I want to encourage you guys, be sure and pick that up and add that to your arsenal of how you walk with King Jesus.
Amen. And we have a clip that kind of gives you a little bit more, shows you a little bit more of the 24.
Okay, let's do it.
Psalms 24 is when you decide you're going to go to him in his place. It's one thing for God to come to you in your place. It's another thing for you to go to him in his place. There's a whole new set of rules. I'm coming into the presence of the King himself. This is about a throne room experience this year.
Amen. Come on.
Get the CD,
You have a good voice
get
for
your
that.
CD.
Get the you guy. Should do that 24. At the end of all the reels.
Yeah, there you go, man. That's awesome,
some good
man.
Talent.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that video.
Where'd we go? Posted it yesterday, I think, or the day before.
Way to go and having it, guys. I appreciate you guys doing that. Mm-hmm. Okay, little update also on Chiapas, Mexico. So, for those of you guys that are not aware, 2 weeks ago, we started working to desperately rescue literally thousands of people that are coming into Chiapas, Mexico, because we have Redemption Ranch there. The reason they're coming in is because the cartel came into a town that's 2 hours walk away from us. I'm sorry, 2 hours drive away from us, at least a 2 day walk to us. And they murdered thousands of people. They hauled off tons of young girls into slavery and killed a bunch of old people. They rounded up all the teenagers. I want you to know this. They rounded up all the teenagers because they considered them military age, and they murdered them.
Just for territory?
Yeah, because they're like, hey, there's a new sheriff in town, and we don't want any resistance. Jesus. And they rounded up all the teenage boys from like, you know, 14 up and so into their lower 20s. And they went to the schools and got those boys. They did all kinds of craziness. And then they tied up their hands and then they shot them all in the head. And then the whole city fled. And so I have the pictures. I'm not going to show the pictures of all these murdered kids. But our pastors down there were like, they're all coming here. Can we take them in? I said, yes, of course we can take them in. What do you guys need? We need beds. We need clothes, we need shoes, we need food, we need this, we need that. And I said yes to all of that. We had no budget for it, but guys, I just said yes to that because I knew I could count on all of our partners and people going, hey man, this is no joke. This is life or death for a lot of people, and these people have to live and not die.
Yeah.
That's what has to happen. So guys, we stepped it all up, and honestly, guys, we need to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to be able to finish this one single project. Would you please consider giving? Would you please partner with us? Would you please step up and help us? Because, guys, we have to help these people. How do people give?
So you could call at 877-413-088, or you could give online at odx.tv. You can actually mail Troy Brewer Ministry, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. Please join us if you'd like to give towards our effort in rescuing and supporting families and fleeing to Redemption Ranch in Chiapas. This is a way you could give.
I just hit myself right in the face with this microphone.
Like a wrestling match happening.
I cannot believe it. Okay.
I hit my head with the camera.
That's great. I was like, oh, gosh. Hey, guys, listen, give.
Yeah,
right on. Please give and please help us. Man, listen, we have the number on the screen right now. Mm-hmm. We're putting our address on the screen. Mm-hmm. You can always give at odx.tv. Mm-hmm. And guys, honestly, stand with us and help us. Continue to stand with us. We have so many awesome and incredible givers. Mm-hmm. And guys, we're saying yes. That's what we're doing. And this is what King Jesus called us to do. It's so not good. A great financial plan. It's a great kingdom plan.
And it's a yes.
It's a yes. Man, we're all about King Jesus, man. That's what we're doing.
Amen.
I don't know these people, but I love these people and I'm going to help them. I mentioned on last Wednesday night a really cool pastor friend that had his arm cut off down there in that very town.
Jesus.
And what a great man of God. And for me, if you're going to hold me down and cut my arm off, I'm not going to do anything but squeal, right? And then afterwards, I'm just going to try and recover. And then I think most of us would agree, you don't go starting no trouble after these guys had come to your house and tortured you nearly to death and do that. That's not what this guy's done.
Yeah.
This guy is like, okay, once he was able to get up and once he was able to go back and once he was able to keep preaching, he kept on preaching.
Amen.
And then him and his daughter started rescuing tons of kids. Wow. And he rescued so many kids. I met seven of those children on my last trip down there that his daughter had rescued. And by the way, she's a 21-year-old, beautiful Mexican girl, so vulnerable to those cartels. And she still goes into the mouth of the lion and rescues children out of pornography there. And we fully support her in that. And so I met seven of the kids that she had just rescued. And then of course, we met him. And I mean, the brother lost his arm and then began to win his torturers over to Jesus.
Wow.
And I'm not kidding you. There are people that are in his church that literally were part of sawing off his arm that are now deacons in his church. They had such a radical transformation.
Sounds like Gene is a girl.
Well, it is. Like Gene is a
girl. Yeah.
Like Pastor Gene and his whole cartel thing down there, and all of his deacons being cartel guys. You guys know that the first time I ever went to Pastor Gene's church, he told me, he goes, look, Vato. That's what he tells me. He said, they came in today and said they were going to kill me tonight. I told him, I said, well, you do what you got to do. He said, but they didn't know I got a guest speaker. So if they come in and kill you, it's nothing personal. It's the first time I had ever preached there. Wow. And so I'm up there and I'm preaching. This is like literally like 25, 30 years ago. And I'm up there, man, and I'm preaching. And I see these guys come in and they are obviously young punk cartel guys. And they come in looking all big and bad, and then the deacons jumped on them, and they started fighting. And I'm talking about
fighting.
And I stopped preaching, and Gene's like, what are you doing? Preach. Preach the word of God. The power of God is in this place. And I'm talking about
you're like, okay.
Johnny Cash, mud, blood, and the beer kind of brawl inside that church. And one of his head deacons, who has since passed away, but he was alive 30 years ago, he got his front tooth knocked out. Mm-hmm. And the first time I ever preached down there, got his front tooth knocked out. And I swear you could have replaced it with a chiclet. He had a giant tooth, man. And he was like, pray for me.
Pray for me.
What?
He's like, pray for me, man. He got his tooth knocked out in my first service I ever preached down there. And then after that, and I was a young man, I was like, I'm coming here every weekend. I'm going into Mexico. And we did. And that's what started the whole Mexico thing. Like, if I can find other believers in the body of Jesus, indigenous Mexican people who are saying, no, we ain't doing this. Man, we're full of the power of God and we're not afraid. I'm like, I want to partner with those people. So here we are some 25, 30 years later, and now we're rescuing kids all over the nation. It's really cool. Well,
I love that.
Okay, well, I'm about ready to get in my content, and it's time for us to go behind the veil.
It is.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right on, man.
Having fun.
It's time already to get off into this. I hope that everybody that's watching is like, dude, you didn't get off on your stuff that you're supposed to, but man, all of that was informative and stuff I need to know. Hey, you need to know, friends, we ain't scared. The power of Jesus is here. God Almighty is here. We have some 300, 500 kids, I don't even know, over at Vacation Bible School right now. We're spending from 8 o'clock in the morning until 3:30 in the evening with these kids, teaching them about Jesus and having a blast over there. Guys, we are rescuing people this week. We are feeding people in Chiapas, Mexico this week. We are preparing to go to Washington, D.C. here in a couple of weeks so that I can hammer Congress and say, shut down pornography.
Amen.
Shut it down. And support the laws that are already there. Let's go. Help us rescue Help us to rescue kids and quit, you know, interfering with that. Close the borders. Do what you're supposed to do. Do what you swore you would do on the day that you were elected to Congress. And don't be receiving $100,000 from the pornography industry every single year. Don't be doing that.
Okay. I agree.
You know what? I'll talk more about that behind the veil. I got something else I want to say about that. I also want to say a great big thank you to Karen, who's there, Gene, who is here with us. And I'm so grateful that you're here.
Naz Dragonash.
Naz Dragonash is here. God bless.
We got Jill Jones Jacobs saying, I love me some Pastor Issa Geary.
Just love her.
Yeah, man. I love her. I'm surprised she hadn't packed up and moved down there.
JJJ.
Yeah.
Jean King, Sarah Spencer. Good to see
you. Sarah Spencer, call you guys blessed. Guys, again, we're going to be on here again tomorrow with our special guest. And what's his name?
David Richardson.
David Richardson. Guys, he's going to help you learn how to make powerful decisions and answer the right questions. He is awesome. I promise you. You don't want to miss this at 1 o'clock. And then you also do not want to miss the special 12 o'clock Central Time Thursday edition that we're going to have across all the platforms. I think we have an hour and a half. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. So that last 30 minutes is going to be like the more exclusive.
Okay, so that's going to be behind the veil, right? So guys, we got a full hour with one of my great heroes. You're gonna see why once you hear her and once you see her. She's going to be joining us this coming Thursday at 12 o'clock Central Noontime. Guys, thank you so much for supporting our ministry. Thank you so much for standing with us. Guys, what else do I need to tell everybody?
If you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe. Make sure you hit the like like button and also hit that little bell icon, because when you do, it'll notify you every time we go live or we post a new video. If you're on any of our social media accounts, be sure to follow, like, and comment. For everything else, guys, for more information and that fun stuff, go to call 877-413-0888 or go to odx.tv. In the meantime, guys, it's time for us to go on behind the veil.
Yeah, so I'm going
to
head over there.
We will see y'all tomorrow.
Okay, guys, listen. Listen, don't be afraid. Also, are you ready for this? Don't let them have your kids. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Stand in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and be brave. And as you see other people falling out around you, well, 1,000 might fall at your left and 10,000 by your right hand, but it's not going to come near you. Amen. Guys, I bless you guys. For everybody that's watching on odx.tv and you are a stage 2 or stage 3 subscriber, hang on. I'm going to be right here with you. Bye-bye, everybody.